This is Sight to the Blind. Before I get this show started with my guest, my brother wanted me to break down the whole Anthony Joshua ritual. There's not much to break down. They pretty much told you who he was, and he's pretty much shown you who he was before this match between him and Jake even happened. He puts his hands in a pyramid, his thumbs in a pyramid. It was his 33rd fight against Jake Paul. The landing percentage of punches against Jake Paul was 33%. He thanks, after the fight, his fans, or the people who watched, which was 33 million. And he so happens to end up in Nigeria, in a country so remote as far as technology, Wi-Fi, cell phones, and was able to pull off a big lie saying that he was in the back of a car that is completely destroyed without a shirt on, with no blood, no scratches, no marks. But the people next to him and the people in front of him, which are his friends, ends up dying. He sacrificed his friends for fame, or to pay for the fame and money that he has accumulated over his career. As simple as that. It's really disappointing too, because you see Negroes always having to prove themselves to Satan, which is a war in itself between Yahuwah and Satan. You don't see any of the white entertainers go through this many hoops to be famous. When have you seen Taylor Swift's sacrifice ritual? When have you seen Tom Brady give up two friends, a father, a mother? Now, we know that he gave up some of his children, but we don't know them to be gone. Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie. When have you seen these people lose family members? Like Jennifer Hudson lost family members all at one time. There's a reason for it. I'm not going to get into it on this show, but I'm going to bring my guest on.
Hi, my name is Darius Ingram. I'm out of Kansas City. You call me DJ. I'm about 30 years old as well. Straight out of Kansas City, Missouri. Originally from Anchorage, Alaska, but we ended up moving down to Kansas City, Missouri, spent time with family, and just kind of stayed here.
Well, what part of Kansas City?
Missouri.
Oh, okay, Missouri.
I'm in Missouri. Yeah, yep, yep.
I know the big talk right now is they're going to make the taxpayers pay for that new stadium they're trying to move out in Kansas.
Nah, not us. I believe that Kansas said they was going to pay majority of it, and then the Hunt family, it's paid the little bit that they're paying on.
Have you noticed any changes in Kansas City? How long you been there?
I say we moved down here officially since 2002.
Okay.
Stayed here ever since. Yeah. I moved here. See, with my mother, she traveled with my grandmother and my grandfather a lot because they was in the Air Force. So she had me in Anchorage, came to Kansas City for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Ended up meeting up with my father again, had my brother, left and went back to Alaska again and had him. And then we officially just came back to Kansas City and just stayed here.
Okay, so you've been there since 2002, you said?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So you would have been there the same time I was there, which is really wild because now we're meeting like this. Meet like this.
I'm like, Larry? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure. Sure.
This is definitely going to be a blessing. So how did you become awakened and get into this truth?
I would say the truth is self when knowing the Father's name and just knowing his statutes, his commandments, and the things he wanted for Yasharel. I say on that walk officially been about a year and a half now. But back then as a child, I would say I was always curious about things when what was going on. My mother, she wasn't as religious like that. She kind of just went to church because of my grandmother and everything and just stayed with them and whatnot. I say I always seen kind of the contradiction and everything with religion and Christianity. as a kid when I became more self-aware of what was going on. And I'm like, I'm not, even as a child, I just didn't know the feeling yet, but I just knew something was off, something was different. So I'm like, I'm not sure about this, you know? And my mother, she wasn't as strict on me on going to church like that. She'll let me miss a few Sundays, but then once it gets too much, I'm like, come on, boy, you know, just go to church. You know, grandma been wanting to see you and everything. Let's go to church. So I'm like, okay, I go. But it just never hit me when I was at the church. And I always thought something was off or wrong or something was off with me. Like, why am I not feeling that feeling what I see everybody else is, you know, enjoy, you know? And it's like, and as I got older, I would say about middle school is where I kind of officially like, I don't want to go to church anymore. I'm just not feeling that. And my mother, she kind of knew as well too, 'cause she kind of had her questions back then. Now that I know, since, you know, I opened up this walk with her, but she told me she had questions as well too, but she kind of did it for her mom. You know, that's kind of how everything goes. It's just that tradition and whatnot. And she had her questions about it, but she just wasn't that strict on me about it. So I had that time and the opportunity to kind of go through the conspiracies and the questions and kind of go through that critical thinking. And what's funny about that, I believe y'all blessed me real young as a child with that, having that critical thinking process. It became overwhelming as a kid because I didn't know what was going on. Why my brain is moving like that? Why am I always questioning everything and going through the process and like, ah, that ain't it. And it's keep on going and going and going. And it start, I would say, dulling me out a little bit because of everything start becoming so overwhelming as a kid. I mean, I'll have my fun in my childhood and whatnot, but I'll still be quiet. I start becoming much of a introvert. Start staying inside a little bit more, start getting a bit more quiet. And my mother, she start peeping that as well too as a kid. Like, you know, you always been so quiet to yourself. You always been that lone wolf, sort of say. And I'm like, yeah, you know, and I kind of brush it off, but I end up really start peeping and seeing that because I get so caught up in my own brain of just going through those conspiracies and thinking about church and why am I not feeling this way? What rabbit hole can I jump in and just keep going down into?
And
So,
what let me ask you. So since you didn't feel the Ruach in the Christian church, did that allow you to then become involved with worldly activities to try to fill what you didn't feel with the church?
yes, for sure. Because on top of that, my father wasn't involved as well too, so it was kind of just me, my mother, and my little brother. And I looked in other ways, and see, once I got into middle school, I say I got into just smoking and then alcohol and then going out with friends and whatnot, and it just started growing from there because I just didn't feel that in the church, you know. And I'm like, with that critical thinking and just peeping people and just watching people too, I'm a lot observing. When you watch them, you see the patterns that a lot of people just still have and do. So you could kind of manipulate that. And you going through that time is just like, it was, you could kind of see it. I would say I didn't go out as much, but when I do, I really go into the drugs and then the alcohol and everything and try to have my fun like that and kind of drown out everything. And I'm like, maybe it'll hit me later on or something. Maybe if I do this, it'll hit me, or I get that wave of that Ruach just hitting me right then and there. And it just didn't get to that point when I was in Christianity at all. And I'm like, yeah, I just gotta leave out of that. And I became more of a spiritual guy. Now I'm switching over to that spirituality and start me saying to people, yeah, I'm not religious, but I do believe in one God, and I'm not in Christianity. It's too much contradiction in that. And I see it through everybody, whether it's Yashareel or Edom or some stranger heathen. I see the contradictory. Everybody want to say they're Christian, and I see so much negativity in it.
And then when did you feel like, this is what the real Ruach HaKodesh is? Did you ever feel that moment of it finally being turned on and be like, in a moment, you'd be like, okay, this is what I'm feeling. And I know this because I was obedient or because I'm starting to turn to this narrow path. Was there ever a time that you felt that moment?
Yeah, I'll say it hit me once. I have a family member. He knew I was on this path a lot. This is a person I used to go out to parties with and everything and kick it with. And he knew how I was about that. And he knew I've been on this journey and looking for it. And he put me on to Brother Ron because he was also going through his rabbit holes and his conspiracy. He'll go through YouTube and just watch things and everything. And he hit up on Brother Ron. And it was a video of him sending me the name of Yahuwah. And this is when I was kind of going through my harlot phase, my whore phase, when I'm hitting that every branch before I hit the Father. And he saw me when I was saying Allah a lot. And I was in that phase of maybe it's Allah, maybe his name is Allah. And I kept saying that around him. And he kind of looked at me like, man, I don't think that's it. And I'm like, okay, what do you think it is? And he sent me Brother Ron's video of understanding the Father's name. And he said, just watch this video, check it out. As soon as I watched that video, as soon as I watched that video and everything, I was quiet, I would say. I was quiet. I needed that moment of silence to kind of just take in everything. Because I felt, I'm like, this is it. This is his name. It feels so heavy to even say it. I know this is it. And praise that brother as well, too. Bless him. Because once he showed me that video, I knew I was hungry now. I felt it in my roots. It was hungry now. Like, this is your start. Now you can start eating and start grabbing everything because it's going to be sweet to you like honey. And it definitely was. It was sweet to me. I start reading. I downloaded the Sefer. I start reading all the books. Matter of fact, I read the first five books. I read all of Jubilees, all of Enoch. I just read all of Yahusha, Son of Nun, and I just finished up Judges. So I'm getting all of that. And what cracked me up about Yahusha, Son of Nun, is when he brought those five kings in that cave and he told Yashareel, all the men of Yashareel, put your foot on the neck of these kings because this is what Yahuwah is going to do for you on every enemy you have. And it just I'm like, yeah. And I just kept reading, kept getting everything, drowning in it, and drowning in it more because I want to drown in this word. I want to take in everything that I can and get back into the ancient ways, get back to what was set for Yashareel, and it just been it's like I'm never full, you never get full off of this. You're just going to keep eating and keep eating, keep taking it in. So it just really it hit me. Once I got that video, once I got everything, it really just hit me. I said I had a moment in the beginning of this walk where I just had to fall on my knees and just repent for everything. Repent for the things that I've done, how much of a harlot I've been in my ways, getting back to him. repent for what my forefathers have done, what they have put on their hands, the blood they have put on their hands, and just repent for everything. Because this man, for him to still want his children after everything we've gone through and what we're doing, like, I remember you said, like, really? Would you still take your significant other if they just cheat, right? When you walk in the bedroom and still with them. I'm like, seriously, for this man to still tell you, I want you still are mine. It's like you could never feel worthy, but you could definitely get back to the ancient ways. You could definitely do the things he loved, and do what you can.
But what was the stumbling blocks that you had to get out of your way when you came into this walk, or things that you still suffered from being in the world for so long that you had to get rid of?
Going out to parties, being around all that tainted ruachs. You could feel it. You could definitely feel it when you go out with people and you're in these clubs. I mean, if you in tune that type of way, you could definitely feel it. And it's like, do you want yours to get tainted as well too? Do you still want that on you? So I became more introvert, more in the house, more to myself. I mean, I have my friends and whatnot, but they know I disappear for 3 months. I won't say anything to anybody, and then pop right back up, which I got going on. And it's still love. The drinking heavy and then everything, going out to clubs, drinking hard liquor, just getting drunk, trying to drown the feeling and everything. Kind of just really stopped on that. Only time I really drink is when I'm doing feast days with the Most High, and I'm getting some South African wine, and I'm good,
What type of South African wine do you get?
that sweet red, I believe it's called Sugar Birds.
That's real good.
Yeah.
I drank that so much, I almost got a headache because it was so sweet.
Man, I'm telling you, I'm like, yeah, let me drink with my father. I'm like, this is good. This is good. Yeah, for sure. Just learning more on that, on the wines, especially on the wood as well too. Still kind of getting that mesquite wood, and when I'm doing my burnt offerings and scented smoke offerings. But some of the other things would, I'll say, smoking flower. Doing that as well too. That's a real big vice for me.
Can I ask why was, because I get a lot of brothers on here that say weed is their primarily vice that they can't let go of, and I always ask what causes you to go into that vice, and why is it so hard to break from it?
Man, it started young. I know one thing is my mother, she kind of inherited getting like severe migraines. And then it was so bad, she had to get a CAT scan on her head. So they had to make sure nothing was going on with her brain and everything. And then as I got older into my middle school, that's when it started hitting me a little bit harder. I didn't care too much of it or anything. But once it started getting to a point where I'm like laying down, I don't want to go anywhere, the room is dark, I'm just like, I'm good at that. Then just the emptiness of me not having a male figure around, I would say as well too. I didn't care too much of it, because even as a young child, I kind of took on that masculinity in my family between the dynamic of me, my mother, my little brother. I know there ain't no male figure around like that, in that kind of like that protection. And I'm the firstborn son to her. I'm the firstborn grandson to just my small family. And I'm like, I gotta be something in this family. My mother, she tried, she still do. I know she was looking for love, looking for that male figure for our family. But I know what I could do as well too as a kid. Like I said, that critical thinking was going so much where I'm like, I could take that on. I could be that masculinity in our family and kind of protect us and guide us where we could kind of go to. And just diving into, just smoking fun, just not having that. And it kind of calms you down. It kind of calms your brain down, calms you down. And you could kind of just, I start putting everything together as well to what I got going in my own brain and whatnot. It became such a habit since it started in middle school up to this point. And it's like, it's just that one vice I just need to kick because everything else, I don't drink like that. I don't go to any parties or any clubs like that anymore. I'm not fornicating or anything. I'm not in a relationship, so I'm not sleeping around like that. That's one thing I used to do as well too young, when you're just fornicating, going to different women and whatnot, and then you got porn and then masturbation. It's just all of that, just the stumbling blocks, really. Just those stumbling blocks, and that's why I said when I repent, I literally cried when I repented. It just taking all that in, I was like, I'm just so dirty. I need to clean myself up. This man is letting me know he still wants me. We just need to clean ourselves up.
Do you still have the ESPN top 10 flashbacks of when you were sinning, when you know you're on the right path for so long? Sometimes those highlight reels be playing in your mind, like, nah, I ain't even gonna go into that.
Most definitely, most definitely. It would just pop up and I'd be like, you know what? Let me read a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and see for real quick. Let me read real quick. Let me sit in some silence. Let me put phone down and whatnot. Let me sit in some silence and read, because the flashbacks is coming back. And then just that fear that you have for the Most High as well too. And it's a fear, like, I feel like people have like a negative view on that word, and it's not so much of me. Like, Yashrael should have a negative view on that. You should have that fear for that man. Look at what he have done for your forefathers up to this point, and still doing and going to continue doing. I have to have this fear. I love this fear. This is what I want. This is my father. I know I don't have my own physical father, but this is who my father is. Just having that fear for him,
Yeah,
kind of
he's
puts you in
definitely
check.
he's a different type of parent, because I could lie to my father and hide things from my father. Eventually he would find out, but it'd be all the way after I have satisfied myself with the disobedience and like, okay, I'm ready to get found out about. But with the Heavenly Father, like, soon as you think about doing it, it is already gonna it's gonna be closed off to you. And if you get into it, that punishment is coming quick, and you have no way of stopping that belt. You know, getting spanked when you're little, you try to grab the belt and all that. It ain't no grabbing the belt
At all. And that's another thing. That's a punishment you cannot stop. It's like a
with
freight train. You standing in front of the freight train, it's gonna hit you. It's coming. You see it's coming. You're gonna feel it, you're gonna hear it, it's coming. So it just had knowing that belt is coming, it's like, nah, I'm cool. Yeah, them flashbacks will come, but yeah, I'm like, let me read. Let me correct myself.
Have you struggled in worldly relationships rather than in the spiritual relationship, or are you just at the point where you like you just know what it is in this world right now?
Yeah, I say I have struggled in worldly relationships. Like I said, I had that critical thinking was growing up more and more and more, and I was really understanding people where I could read people so easily, and then in my relationships where, I was the dominant figure and I was the masculine figure in there, and with women, they just don't like that at all. They don't like to hear you be correct. I would hear a lot of, like, you just a know-it-all. I'm like, I'm not trying to be a know-it-all. I just know, I see things that you may not see. I feel things that you may not feel. So when I say something, I maybe don't know what I'm really saying or what's going on, but I just know something is up, so please go this way, and they just want that fight back, that fight. And I'm like, I'm not trying to argue. I'm not a real arguing type of person. I don't want to fight with you. I wouldn't gotten in this relationship with you if I wanted to fight with you. I just want to help guide this relationship to something better, something I feel like we could prevail for, and I would say one of my big relationships was when I was about a stepfather for 5 years. And that when I got on this walk and I read about him talking about take care of the bastard, and I had a flashback on that. I'm like, I was a stepfather for 5 years. I took care of a son, and going through that relationship, I love that little boy. He's he really was a character, but the relationship with me and his mother kind of turned sour, and I kind of seen it coming, but I still was just feeding on to it. It was hard to explain just everything that was going on, just me being his father for the bit. It was heavy on my heart. So I was kind of taking on a lot of things that I probably shouldn't have taken on, but I still wanted to be there. I still wanted to kind of provide and kind of be somewhat of a male guidance, of good male guidance, and kind of help him through his years as he grow up. And just having that relationship was really much a character development for me, and just having that on there. Yeah, once I read about that kind of just dawned on me. So it just, I say, just having that guidance in relationship, it's a lot of bite back, and I just don't want to sit there and argue with you. I don't want to fight with you. I kind of know what I'm telling you is right, but if you don't want to listen, okay, go right on ahead.
So, is there any prospects right now that you have come across, any sisters in the truth or anything, or are you just taking a break from relationships altogether?
I say I'm kind of taking a break from relationships altogether. I say what I'm seeing right now, it's sad to say, what I'm seeing out right now with the Yashareel woman is a lot of doctrine, false doctrine, and wicked doctrine is getting ate up by them. And it's becoming more of a separation between us, more of a negative separation. It's like, how long shall we keep living up to the expectations that the heathens have put out for Yashareel? How long are we going to keep living up to those expectations that they have for us and not what the Most High have for us? Because what we see now here is more of a separation between us. When I go out and stuff, it's a lot of mugging or just looking at each other and not speaking, and you feel the tension in the air. It's like, why? Why not? You're a beautiful woman. I may be wanting to get to know you. Why I gotta have a negative feel to this and whatnot? This is not what you see on the internet. Is not what's true. Quit taking on those type of things. Quit taking on the things that you see on social media, because it's causing you to start being more, I wouldn't say alone, but you're taking in other tainted ruachs. You're taking in men that's going to have you drown in your vices, and y'all both are becoming misery love company. More to so it's kind of like I'm taking a break right now, because once I get in a relationship, I wanted to be under the umbrella of the Most High. I wanted to be under the umbrella of Yah, because now I know I could put my all into this relationship, like fully my all into this relationship. And I know it's not going to be, it might be some bite back, but I know I'm going to the Father. If it's like that, I'm going to the Father. He's going to correct whoever he needs to correct. So, so that's kind of that, having that understanding amongst us and whatnot is what I yearn for in relationship,
I
for
would say
sure.
you want a privileged situation because obviously you come from a household where you have to be the man of the house and you graduated from that. Not really having a son, but somewhat having a son, just like Abraham had to take care of his I don't know if it was Haran, I think he was taken care of for a while, and then he got Lot under his tutelage, and that's even before he had children or before he had sons. So I think it's all a learning process with us. Our entire life has been a 40-year wilderness journey of learning different things, especially when it comes to character development. And I think this is just one of those things, the character development that you would have to fight through, because I know it seems that you don't like a whole lot of bite back. You don't like a whole lot of back talk, and all of our women are like this because our women come from the world too. So it's not like we were raised with this Ruach. We were raised with Yahuwah. We all are trying to loosen the bonds of, backbiting and disobedience, even with the Most High Yah. So it's definitely going to be a challenge. What have you seen within yourself that has readied you to be a husband?
Being more patient, I would say. When I had all that critical thinking and going on, you start having like a short fuse for ignorance. You start having a short fuse for ignorance, and I say I already come off aggressive a little bit, or I have that demeanor. And sometimes I don't be knowing it, and it just be like, oh, my bad. I'm not coming like that. I'm not trying to come like that. I'm really just trying to let you know. And just having patience and listening to people a lot more, and just allow them to say their truth, I say. Give them the opportunity and the floor to say their truth. And just kind of having that protection, being that protector of the family. And kind of being that guidance, like I said, I was kind of like that flame in my family. Thank the Most High. I kind of opened up that door or helped them start taking in the Most High as well too, especially with my mother and my brother. That was a huge thing for me. Once I opened that up to her, she kind of had, like I said, she kind of had her questions as well too. So when I started showing her more and more, she was like, I don't think we're supposed to be doing this or that or any of this. And then I showing her the name as well too. Because she had a habit of saying Lord and God. It's kind of like an older thing as well too. So breaking that habit is kind of hard for her. But she's getting more and more. It's making me happy. She's saying Yahuwah or Yah or the Most High or the Father. So I'm like, yes. But sometimes it will slip up. She's like, oh, thank you, Lord. I'm like, So, and just having her read up on it and really helping them build a treasure of works, that was really huge for me, of doing the send and smoke offerings with them, going to the World Fresh Market, get a few shanks, dress them up with the onyx salt. The salt from South Africa, drench it in some olive oils, wine, and then burn it, and have them burn it, pray over it, have them make their own personal prayer to the Most High, because I want them to have their own personal relationship with Him. I love when y'all come to me for questions, for sure, because I'm a help. I'm always help and try to get y'all somewhere. But I want y'all to have y'all own personal relationship too. Understand you could talk to Him as well. And read up on your own as well too. Start reading by yourself. When you got times by yourself, read as well too. So just building that treasure of works with them, doing drink offerings, doing the Sabbaths as well too. I'm getting on her to learn about the calendar, helping her to get that Gregorian out of her mind. It's kind of just still a little bit stuck. But having her understanding the phases of the moon and where we do our new moons, full moons, how we count the days, how we count, just get everything together, how we do the months. I'm like, our months don't have names. You just count them. That's it. You just count them. And we don't do Sunday or Saturday's Sabbaths at all. No, get that out of your head. It switches every month. So just getting her on that. I love it, honestly. I love that I'm helping them. I love that the Most High is opening them up to it as well too, and got them hearkening on to what I'm saying or what I'm trying to teach as well too. So that's huge for me.
Have there been any frustrating times with your mother trying to get her in the right direction, and she was like, "Nah, I'm going back to the old way"?
Sometimes, like I said, I could come off a little aggressive when she say certain things, or she'd be like, "No, I think it's on Saturday or it's on Sunday." I'm like, "Look, no, it." And I'll have to take that moment, and I kind of come off strong, and then she'll kind of, what's it called, deflect and reflect type of. I'm like, okay, I see what's going on. You know what? Let me take a moment back. You take a moment, let you, because I know you're going to ponder on it. That's one thing I know she's going to do. She's going to ponder on it. She's like, okay, let me think about this a little bit. And we'll get back together. She won't say nothing directly, but it would be a lot of beating around him. I'm like, I know you figured it out. I know you figured it out. It's all good because you know. Like I said, it's all love. I love y'all. I want to help y'all. I want y'all to get that treasure of works as well too, and just get that recognition for the Father. Get that recognition for y'all. Understand who y'all are and where y'all come from. Understand that He poured out His rock upon all the earth. You know, understand He didn't gave y'all or us our heritage back, and take that back because when we was in bondage with these heathen. We didn't have no, we didn't know anything, and we just drowned it in so many vices and so many traditions that just been there for us to keep that division between us and keep that negativity between us, keep us, I would say, our discernment becomes so low where we don't care anymore. We're just floating through the wind. We're just nothing, you know, and it's just. I don't want my family to get to that point. I don't want y'all to get to that point. I want to help y'all. I want y'all to understand what's going on, so y'all know how to maneuver and kind of question things and this and that. Matter of fact, my mother, it's funny, she was out to eat and whatnot, and I believe she was talking with one of her friends about the walk and stuff, and a waitress heard, you know, I think she was talking about the bread, and the waitress told her about Ezekiel bread. And my mother, she was like, Ezekiel bread. So she sent me a picture of it. She was like, hey son, have you heard of this? Are we supposed to eat this and this? And I'm like, is he? I'm like, hold on. This ain't no, then definitely not. I said, mother, no. So I told her the story about how Yah told us to put human shit in the bread because Yahshua was taking on so many doctors and mixing it up with the Most High's commandments and everything and trying to blend the two when that can never happen. No. And I'm like, that's pretty much a metaphor. That's bread we do not, we eat monster bread, unleavened bread. That's what bread we eat. I'm like, this is, no, they think they're doing something, but no, this is bread you can stay away from. We're not meant to eat that at all. Like, we have our own bread. We have unleavened bread that we love. Like, no. So just explaining that, so just having that with her where she questions a lot of things and the things that people are saying, where it's starting to open her up and like, okay, this was what's going on. So this been happening. So these are the traditions that we've been taking in, you know, and the next step is my grandmother, you know, her mother. I kind of just leave that for her to do and kind of, I say leave breadcrumbs here and there because that's a generation that's hard to break. Hard to break, I'm telling you. Especially with all these pagan holidays going on, it's very hard to break that with her. So I leave that with my mother, kind of leave those breadcrumbs for my grandmother more than me. I just give my mother more and more information to live, you know, just kind of show that to her. And whatnot, and see where it goes.
So where are you feel like in this walk right now? You feel like you're a young adult or a teenager or a full-grown adult? Like, everybody's learning curve is different. Everybody's learning curve is different. So where do you think you at?
I'm humble. You know, I'm a babe. For sure. I am a babe, as we should be. Nobody has been in this walk long enough than 10 years down there. Like, I'm a babe in this walk for sure. And I take pride in that, you know, because I'm a babe on the narrow path rather than the broad path. So I take pride in that. I'm like, you know what? Let me be a babe in this walk. There's no rush in this. Just make sure that every step is a heavy step, a step to the most high, you know. Make sure it have weight on it, you know. It, being a babe in this walk, it's kind of exciting because you're learning new information and shown new information from the prophets, from the Most High, and just living words that the Most High has spoke in a book that's just thousands of years ago, and it's still living to this day. So it's exciting just constantly being open to things, constantly shown things like, here, look at this. I done said this, and this is still going on. So it's exciting picking up on that information and just strengthening that walk as well too, because I want to make sure I walk strong for my forefathers that have paved the way as well too. Make sure I walk strong for Yahushua HaMashiach, and mostly make sure I walk strong for the Most High. You know, I want to make sure I present Yasharel correctly. You know what I mean? And just being a babe on that walk is, like I said, it's just a never-ending hunger. You're taking in all that information, and knowing that it's for you. This is Negro history. This is literally Negro history. And just having that pride of, you got Negro blood in you. This is for you. I didn't wake you up young for no reason. I woke you up young, even though you didn't know, but I gave you certain skills. I gave you certain things for you to start being that flame, that start flickering, start getting bigger and bigger to the point your family, they start coming to the flame like a moth. So, you know, and you get them. So I'm just excited to see what's going to happen the further I get on this narrow path, the further I get older, and just keep on practicing on everything, keep on building on everything, and see where it goes. I mean, Brother Larry, your wedding is beautiful. Just to see that, and just to see a brother like that go through that type of experience of being a Yasharel like that, and you just have a wedding like that. It's beautiful, man. It's very inspiring. It's very inspiring.
Thank you, thank you. What do you think is most brothers' issues that are not in the walk and brothers that are in the walk? What do you see is the bigger issue?
The brothers that's not in the walk, man, there's so much stuff out there that you could just get drowned in. Really, you really can, we're to the point that the Most High voice start getting further and further back where you down there can't hear it. You know, it's so much going on out there. But then again, on the flip side, it's enough for you to question. You know, you should. I know these people and these heathens out here is doing so much for that discernment to be so low for us to not even have or not even question anything. But you gotta have a little bit of it where you start questioning stuff, start getting into that rabbit hole, or find that certain rabbit hole that you could just dig down in it. Because at the end of the day, you're gonna fall up onto Most High. So, I mean, just find whatever rabbit hole there is, because it's going to come to him regardless. But I know that it's so hard for the Negro man out of this walk. I know it is. You got so much of people in relationships that's worried about keeping the family correct and having their relationship problems that they got going on, and finding opportunities where they could have their peace. You got men that are single that just out here fornicating as much as they can because they're trying to drown something out as well too. Drugs, it's and then you got inflation going on. Things are so high, so people have become a lot more stress, a lot more concerned on worldly things than spiritual things, and it's really hard But I could say, or I could assume that the Most High have done something for them to question some opportunity. Like one day, sometime, he have done something enough for you to question. Now it's up to you whether you want to take on that or you just want to push that back. And that's simply your choice. And that's that part of that free will, which really ain't free will, but that's that free will that comes with a consequence. You know, is it going to be a good one or a bad one? But given that you're a man outside of this walk, I'm pretty sure he didn't give you an opportunity to find a certain rabbit hole to question this or that. Like, look, go ahead and question that. You see these people doing this? You already saw this on social media. You see these people doing this? Build up, snowball off of that. You know, and then you know the Negro men that are in this walk is just breaking them vices. You know, and making sure we're clean, we're good. I know that anxiety that's really hits, isn't that anxiety of just making sure you're clean? Like, I better not take the wrong step, or this is going to happen, or that's going to happen. This punishment, that freight train going to end up coming. I know if I do this, and just dealing with these pagan holidays as well too, staying away from family, leaving them alone. It would not, my family kind of know that I end up being like somewhat of a serious guy. So when they know I'm officially like not doing something, they know like, okay, not to even too much of question him or say anything to him. Let me watch from a distance and question like that and see. So just not showing up to these holidays, it's just kind of like, okay, DJ not here, you know. You know, you just let that man do his thing. So I don't really trip about being what the black sheep in the group chat or this or that or whatnot, because I know what I'm doing it for. I know who I'm doing it for, you know, and I'm know that y'all going to end up questioning my actions. And I know someday, one day, you're going to end up snowballing or something. You're going to end up on Yah. You're going to end up to him one day. So that's, I don't fight too much on that. I just kind of just do my piece, stay back, just do the things I need to do, keep reading on the things I need to keep reading on and better up my walk so they could see it more and more. Because I don't want to end up being a hypocrite and then end up doing some other things and now they're mocking me. You
Right.
know what I mean? Yeah, nah, I'm officially on this path. I'm on this. This is the steps that I'm taking. Nothing is going to blow me off of this. And then for the man that's still on this walk, I would say if you in a relationship just dealing with your woman, you know, if you didn't end up having your woman under the umbrella of the Most High, you know, and y'all found each other outside of that umbrella, I know that could be very much difficult because maybe she's not going to be so quick to go to the Most High about things and just kind of take it on herself or keep making it either a worse situation or go into her own vices, and he might end up going into his own vice or think about it or have some flashbacks and whatnot, and just dealing with that and trying to get the family under the umbrella of the Most High, especially if you got kids with each other as well too. I'm pretty sure that could be a very much a difficult thing to try to get the family up under that umbrella, under the Most High, and get them to read and doing these feast days and, you know, stay away from these pagan holidays and letting family know as well too, know how our women like to be a part of the scene or part of the family and whatnot, and getting her to be like, hey, you know, we can't keep doing that because we don't know what's going to end up happening on the back end if we keep feeding this on. And the Most High knows the information that we know and still doing these things. This might be a bigger punishment to us than the days of our ignorance. You know what I mean? So we need to fall back on that. And it'd be, I'm pretty sure it'd be pushbacks on that as well too. So it's just knowing that we just go to the Father because he could do things that we can't. He could move people in ways that we can't. He done shown it. He done talked about it constantly and still do to this day. So it's just having the Most High mode. So yeah.
We're almost at the end of the show, and I always give guests the last word. So, how important was the character development with what Ya has done for you? How is it important for other young men to also understand that you need this character development to sustain yourself in this narrow path?
Yes, you need this character development, especially as a Negro man in this world. You absolutely need that character development. And not only that, but you need to build off of that as well too. Take those opportunities on and just build off of that, because you don't know what area that's going to strengthen. The Most High didn't put that on your path for no reason. This is going to strengthen you into something else. You're going to end up becoming a new creature, and taking on those character development, that could really turn you into a whole different man, for sure, for sure. It really can. And just understanding that it's coming from the Most High, like I said, that's a whole new creature that you've never been. You're now cleaning yourself. You're now making yourself more righteous. You're now making yourself more holy for him, because that's what he ordained for Yasharel. He ordained us to be righteous and holy, set apart. You are not like them out here. I put my name on you, and just taking pride on that, taking pride that he had put his name on us, and let everybody know who we are and what's going to happen. So these character developments, young man, please, 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 please take that stuff in and build off of that, because it's going to turn you into a person that you've never been. It is going to turn you into a beautiful person, a person for the Most High, a young man, a man of Yasharel for the Most High. And yeah,
I mean, it's a tough road. It's a
it's
lot of
tough.
purging of your ego and pride that comes along with this walk,
Yes. That pride too, trying to knock that off, that's a huge thing for us, is that we become very prideful, knowing just the troubles that we went through and still go through just being a Negro man. So we become more prideful on things, and that aggression kind of comes out, even though we don't want it to. That's not us. Like, we don't want, we know what we've been through in the past, and we're trying to be something better. So having that pride and kind of calm that down, and allow the Most High to present things. Let him show his wrath, because your wrath is nothing. Your wrath could never overtop the Most High, ever. Your love can never be more than the Most High. Your emotions can never outdo the Most High. So lean on him. Allow him to do the things that he needs to do for you, so you can still stay on that narrow path, because he wants you.
Thank you, brother, for this episode. It's truly
Most
edifying and a
definitely.
blessing, bro. You know
Yes, yes.
you're on the right path, and it's just exciting to hear your backstory, because I don't talk to too many brothers who didn't grow up with a father but still didn't choose that feminine side. You know, that's something I
Yeah.
really wanted to hear, because I think it's important that a lot of young men come into single parent households and they end up being like their mother and try to exuberate all the feminine emotions, and sometimes they go too hyper
Too
masculine, you
far.
know what I mean? They go too far with it. So it's good to actually hear, you know, how calm you are and understanding that you've gotten this understanding at a very, very young age, which is truly a
Yeah,
blessing.
very much a blessing, very much a blessing. And that's one thing I take on. I think about it as well too. I'm like, thank you, y'all, that I didn't become that, so much of that feminine guy, that I took on so much of that masculinity, where I'm like a grown man but a little man, you know what I mean? So so I took taking that on, just having that masculinity, that was a blessing within itself, and just becoming that flame for my family. I could never be, that much grateful to that. Like, that's a blessing for me, that I take that on, because it's a lot of men that does go that route, and I didn't seen it with my own eyes as well too, of seeing young men grow up in just a single parent household with their mother. You see the emotions that start coming out so much, and you be like, man, why are you acting like you a boy, man? You a man. Like, grow up, man. Get yourself together. So yeah, I can't thank the Most High enough for that. And just building off of that, like I said, that's a character development right there. And taking that and building on it, it becomes a new man.
I definitely want to check back into you. Hopefully, the next couple of years, I come back and you tell me, "Hey, my man, I'm getting married. I got my own
Yeah.
household in order." Then we really can have these conversations.
For sure. Hey, that's the goal. That's the goal for sure. I want that. I yearn for that, you know, and just having the family up under the Most High, and to be able to have a child of my own that's not so much perverted in his ways. You know, he grows up understanding the Most High. I want to see that. You know, I didn't grow up that type of way. So I want to see my child grow up with less of a perversion of those type of ways. I'm like, these are the doctors that you don't take on. You take on the Most Highs. You listen to what he got going on in his ways, and just build my child on that, and just see what type of young man he'll become, or young woman she'll become. So I'm ready for that. I yearn for that for sure.
All right, bro. Have a good one.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. You
Bye-bye.
too.